Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Anthem Banger is making his first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about his passion for music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. You guys are also going to be listening to his single, Take Off, here on the program. Anthem, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live, man.
Hey, Cyrus, thanks for having me, man. How you doing?
Doing really well, and we appreciate you taking out the time to be with us. You know, one thing I've been noticing, you know, I stay in contact with you and also your team on Twitter. You guys are definitely staying busy. What has it been like for you to not only to share your music with the world, Anthem, but to be able to see the way that people are responding to it?
You know, it's definitely a blessing. You know, it's always hard as an artist. They always go through the struggle of how people are going to take them, you know, putting themselves out there fully, you know, being vulnerable like that, because, you know, the consumers, they're a tough crowd, you know, they eat you alive, so it's definitely a blessing that people are taking me well. I could definitely appreciate everything, all the love I've been getting.
Yeah.
It's been
great. You know what, I think part of it is for you, Anthem, is that you are so excited about your music. I mean, it's very obvious, even in your post. I mean, you're very excited about being able to share music. You know, when did you realize that music was something that you were that passionate about?
You want to know something? It's crazy because I never took any music classes, and I wish I did. But I've always kind of been around it. When my dad, my first album I actually listened to was the Chronic album by Dr. Dre.
Oh, wow.
And, and I remember my dad, he used to play it from front to back, and I just remember how, you know, when I listened to it, I wasn't just, you know, hearing it for what it was. I was able to break it down and be able to point out specifically what I like about each record, you know, from the stabs to the heavy kicks to the snares. You know, it was always kind of grabbing me. And then I got my first piano. And then I started to learn how to play things by ear. You know, I would hear things on TV and whatnot. And I just learned how to play it to myself. But I didn't really consider it being a musical ability yet. You know, it was just me having fun at the time. But then I got around 16. I got Fruity Loops, and it was on ever since.
Well, you know, I think
on
one of the great
sense, man.
Yeah, but you know what? That's pretty cool because, I mean, I think the thing is, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that you picked up on the technical things. The irony of that is, as you know probably better than me, Anthem, you know, is that people don't focus, it seems like, as much on that anymore as they do about it being about the beat and how it feels. But it's even obvious in the single we're going to listen to, Take Off, that words matter to you. When did you realize the power of words? Was it with that album? Was it with Chronic?
Yes, it actually was. I just loved how, you know, Dr. Dre, he formatted the LP and was able to just structure this whole story, you know, the transitions and everything, and, you know, just the lyrical ability within itself. And then, you know, outside of that, I'm also a big fan of Queen. And I loved how Freddie Mercury was able to do these big stadium hooks that just drew everybody in, you know, including me, obviously. And, you know, It always just hit me. I was always a consumer of just the all-around product, not just the lyrics, not just the beat, but just how the overall song or arrangement or cadence, whatever you want to call it, made you feel, you know? So when I started doing production, then I finally just gave it a wing. I was like, you know what? I always had these subjects in mind when I made my production. So I was like, you know, let me just start writing some music. And it worked out for me. And from that point on, anything that I made, it wasn't just about, you know, the lyrics, or it just wasn't about the beat. it was always about the feeling, how everything tied in together. It was always about the all-around package with me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that is, again, what is resonating with your fans. So let's go back to how we started this conversation, Anthem, and that is about the response to the music. Because, you know, one of the things about you as a recording artist, you're not only able to do live shows, but thanks to the Internet, you're literally, with a few clicks, able to touch the world. How has the Internet helped you in not only building your brand, but also in being able to share your message as well?
It helped a lot. You know, this generation, it's like what you said, everything's a click away, you know? And this time, the Internet's your best friend when you're trying to get anything out there. Like, when I first started, I was just on Twitter heavy, just by myself before I had the team and everything, just Twitter, Facebook, and getting the messages out there. And then, you know, once we got the team, it was definitely a wrap from there because, you know, the more voices, the more hands in the project, the bigger the project is going to be, you know? So yeah, it's definitely a necessity in any form of business, whether it's music, whether, you know, whatever it may be. Is if it's something you're trying to put out there, the Internet is definitely your best friend. Definitely, it's very important.
Well, you know what, I think that is the key for everyone to be able to remember. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Anthem Banger is our guest. We're talking to him not only about the love of music,
yes, sir,
the passion for it, but also what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. So let's talk about Takeoff. You know, that is a single that we're seeing all over the place on Facebook and Twitter. Talk to us about the single and how it came about.
Yeah, man, like that single, it's like my holy grail, man. Like when I made that song, I made a lot of sacrifices, you know, for what I'm doing. And when I made it, because I also do engineering too, so you know, I make my production, I'll go and record myself, and I premix it out, and you know, I let it go. So, but needless to say, right in that time, I was making a lot of sacrifices, and I was literally sleeping on the couch when I made that song, you know?
Wow.
And a lot of people hear it, and they're like, oh, my God, did you go to Circle House? Did you go to this big studio, the Hit Factory? No, I was on the couch. I was on the couch, you know, making that sacrifice, you know, to make things happen. And, man, it just hit me, you know. It was just one of those instant inspirations that I get. When I was just laying down, I was like, I got this idea. And then it's funny because I started the song, and I actually sat on it for like 4 months before I finished it.
Wow.
My partner 305 Fresh, who's also my label mate, he was like, Anthem, every day, Anthem. Are you going to finish the song? Are you going to finish Takeoff? And me, I go through phases, you know. Like 1 week I'm hardcore, the next week I'm pop, the next week I'm, you know, I go through these phases. So when I did Takeoff, I started it, but I got out the phase. Months later, I finally finished it. As soon as I finished it, everybody heard it and was like, oh, yeah, that's the record. That record's ready to go right now. So, you know, I always joke about what if I would have finished it 4 months before then. It would be 4 months ahead right now. But, you know, everything is in God's time. So,
exactly.
Yeah, that's how that happens.
Well, look, for those who haven't had a chance to listen to it, Anthem, why don't you do us the honors and introduce a single for us?
Okay, definitely. It's your boy Anthem Banger, Define Entertainment, DMG and the Biddy. If you're tuning in right now, please check out this record, this hit, this smash. Support it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It, put it out there. Thanks for all the support. Anthem Banger, Takeoff. Let's get it.
Hey, shawty, what your name is? If you don't know me by now, I'll make you famous. Yeah. But to not be getting wasted like some jeans in a washing machine too long to not be getting faded. So somebody call that waitress. One more bottle, leave that taste. If she said that, I might touch her. I might cuff her like a bracelet. Wait. We blowing money like the sweepstakes. Take just a minute, girl, I need a break. Side from out, it's falling out. Since you tired, ain't falling out. Talk about such, we call them out. City get it red carpet and rolling out. Hot and
free through the word of mine, so I ain't much we concerned about. Talk about bread, we can work it out, but if it ain't about that, we worried about it. Let's talk.
I was on me, life for the party, club ain't really popping. Let's we get it started, yeah, the whole team winning. And ain't worried about a loss, cause it's money over here. The cost, they could watch
it.
Check out.
Good, our labels up. Yeah, we run that game, but you cannot play with us.
Watch it take out.
I take a little Patron with that limelight. I know the loser left, so the vibe's right. And it's the first time you vibed around a bounce, right? Well, my niggas on chilly chill like a Klondike. Ask whoever, blow so cold, let me grab that sweater. Rock on the rack, pass that shot, all drinks on me, give it to whoever. Yeah, and it like bet it up. Anthem a beast and it just won't let up. The finance, that be the team for the money and the power and the cream. I swear I'm Goldman Carter on this one. Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, no need to barter on this one. You pay me, I'm real for those who don't know, but I'm more so loco. That's crazy, cause I robbed the game, but my neck froze like a hobo.
Let's go. I was on me, life for the party, Club ain't really popping. Let's we get it started, yeah, the whole team winning. And ain't worried about a loss, cause it's money over here. The cost, nigga, watch
it. Good, our labels up. Yeah, we run that game, but you cannot play with us.
Watch it
with Takeoff here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM, but also online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com. Anthem's been joining us here, talking us through the music, what it's been like for him to share it. So for you then, as we look at this conversation, Anthem, when people hear your name, when people hear your music, what do you hope it does for them? What do you hope they think about when they think of Anthem Banger?
You know, I just hope they tie the actual definition of an anthem to me. Really, you know, I try to live up to the expectation. You know, I gave myself the name Anthem because, you know, it being the highest form of an arrangement of music. And, you know, with me always sticking to the big production and the melodic arrangements, tying it all together, you know, I try to live up to that name. You know, I hope I don't disappoint anybody. That's what I hope.
Yeah. You know, I'm always curious about something, Anthony. I'm going to ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, people like you, people who are doing what you love and people who are getting attention for it, you're going to have people who look at you and say, you know what, if Anthem Banger can do this, then I can do this. Or they're going to analyze how you've been able to do it by listening to conversations like this. Are you comfortable with being seen as a model, especially for up-and-coming artists, as to what's possible?
Yeah, definitely, definitely, man. Like, one of my dreams is to travel the world and, you know, do motivational speeches and whatnot to really chase people, get people to chase their dreams, excuse me. I'm really big on that. I'm really big on the pursuit of happiness, you know, just doing what you want and doing it to the best of your ability, regardless of what anybody says. I mean, because even with what I'm doing now, you know, I'm originally from Palm Beach. When I turned 17, when I started taking music seriously, I just came down to Miami on my own. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know anything. I just left, you know? And at the end of the day, I had to make that decision for myself, you know, to take my dreams by the horns and really, you know, go for it, man. And I feel like a lot of people nowadays, they're always in some kind of way just being told what they can't do versus what they can do.
Right.
And, you know, they see a lot of the artists nowadays who are in the videos, you know, the parties and whatnot, but they never really give the story of how they got there, you know? They
right.
just glorify the fact that they made it. And I'm really big on sharing the testimony of how I got to where I am now and where I'm going. I feel like it's really important to just chase your dream, man. You know, because if I would listen to a lot of people, I probably wouldn't even be doing what I'm doing right now. But the fact that I just marched to my own drum, I believed in myself, and I believed in God, and I believed I was going to be protected on my journey, I just set off, and, you know, it paid off. So I definitely
want
to get
what?
That message across to everybody.
And that's powerful right there, man. Just what you just said there, Anthem, I think really – I mean, really is powerful, because so many times people are trying to be the next X or the next Y or the next Z. But like
yeah.
you said, it's really about you being yourself and being true to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really, I think, the key. That is the key to being able to be successful. So you mentioned, of course,
yeah.
as you were introducing the single Takeoff. How can our listeners be able to stay in contact with you, Anthem, and support the music?
Oh, yeah. I'm all over the internet. You could Facebook me on facebook.com/AnthemBanger, twitter.com/AnthemBanger_DE. I'm on Instagram, Anthem_Banger. I'm on Instagram heavy. What else? Oh, we have the website, defineentertainment.com. You could go on there and see what's going on with the label. You know, myself. Am I missing anything else? The YouTube channel. Check out the video to take off. It's on YouTube. You can just search the company Define Entertainment, or you can search my name, Anthem Banger Take Off. You'll see the video. Also, a couple of shows that I did as well. I'm really big on entertaining as well, not just delivering the music. I deliver the show too.
Right.
So you can check that out as well. And yeah. And if anything else, you can always Google me. I hate to sound cliche.
Hey, there's nothing. If all else fails, turn to Google, right?
If all else fails, turn to Google. It will have it.
That's
yeah,
right. Anthem Banger Takeoff is what you guys can Google there. Man, congratulations to you, Anthem, man. And thanks a lot for coming by and being able to share with us this afternoon. And I think to inspire people, man, in whatever their dream is, because I think that message you shared there at the end about being able to go to the beat of your own drum, that is a powerful message that I think if more
so
people went by,
man.
Yeah, exactly, they'd be a whole lot better off.
Mm-hmm. That and the sacrifice, because a lot of people are scared to take a risk and a sacrifice, too. You know, being able to sacrifice and just know that at the end of the tunnel, the light is going to be there, and just the dedication, man, you can go wherever you want to go and do whatever you want to do. You know, it's the way of the universe, you know? So.
All right.
But, yeah,
well,
man, thank you.
Hey, man, thank you, Anthem Banger, everyone. The single is Takeoff. Make sure you guys check him out. He's all over the place, as he said.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Anthem, man, continue blessings to you. We look forward to staying in contact with you, man.
Yeah, man, definitely. Thank you for having me. Shout out to you all. It just lets me know how close I am.
Hey, you know
you
what?
Know? So I hopefully we'll be doing this again soon.
Of course. Of course. We'll definitely be doing it. And then if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Anthem, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons there. Now, what we did was we tagged Anthem both on Facebook and Twitter. So when you go to twitter.com or facebook.com, we actually tagged his handles there. All you have to do then is click on his handle, and there you can follow him and like him there as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great one.